Welcome to your five for the day. To have someone standing over you can cause different feelings depending on who it is and why they're there. We've all experienced it at some stage. Maybe you can remember times when a parent, teacher, or managing supervisor has stood over you whilst you played, learned, or worked. To a child, a parent's presence might offer a sense of security, whereas to a student, the instructor gives guidance. To someone under supervision, it might be motivating or even intimidating. Whether for protection, instruction, or correction, someone who stands over you implies someone who has greater strength, knowledge, or position and authority. The Gospel writer Luke, himself a doctor, tells us about a time when Jesus stood over a woman who had a terrible sickness. We're told that she was in the grip of a great fever. It seems that she was almost at the point of death. Possibly, she had already been visited by doctors who were unable to help. Jesus was called for. He had been in the synagogue, where those who had heard what he had to say were astonished, for there was an authority about his teaching. Even the scribes, whose job it was to copy out the Old Testament, didn't even come close to his ability. The difference was, Jesus had been appointed to represent the very author of the book. No wonder his teachings seemed to have authority. He was speaking for God himself. Actually, it wasn't the only thing people had noticed about his words. Not only did he have authority, but power too. When he spoke, things happened. By asking Jesus to come to the house of Simon's mother-in-law, they had called for the right person. Many have had the distressing experience at home or in hospital when the doctor has been called for. As he or she stands over the bed, we'll be hoping that the condition is one that he or she is familiar with and that they have the ability to give help. When Jesus came to this woman's bedside, we read that he stood over her and rebuked the fever. What authority! What power! He was greater than the woman who could do nothing to help herself. He was greater than the doctors of the day, and, most importantly of all, he was greater than the great fever which had hold of her. When he spoke, the fever left her, and immediately she arose and attended to them. What a change! From the brink of death to active service, all because Jesus came and stood over her. The Bible tells us about a disease that every one of us have. It's a sickness we were born with, since we inherited it from the first man who disobeyed God, Adam. The Bible calls that condition sin. The sickness is revealed by its symptoms, wrong thoughts, words, and actions. The Bible word is sins. What about the outlook? In the letter of the Apostle James, we read, "Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." Our sins separate us from God. Thankfully, there's an answer to our great problem, but we can't get rid of it by treating it ourselves. There's no doctor on earth who has the power to deal with it. It can only be dismissed by the one who has authority and power to do so, and that's the Lord Jesus. When someone calls for his help, they've come to the right person. He's greater than all. When someone calls for his help, the change comes immediately. Like the woman from today's story who went from helpless to capable, other people will notice the transformation. It wasn't through her strength, but by his power that she was healed. Everyone who asks for the intervention of the Lord Jesus, recognizing his authority and power, can be sure of instant relief, and can live every day knowing that nothing is outside his control. He offers protection, guidance, and he oversees everything that takes place. Those who trust him can know God as their refuge and strength, always close at hand and ready to help in trouble. When things happen to disturb or distress us, God says, "Be still, and know that I am God." Thank you for listening.